Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe are the most powerful workers of good ever assembled. Dr. Dave and Evil Steve, fighting for truth, justice, and digital way.
And welcome back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. I think I'm starting to get a little... I think my blood sugar's dropping.
Yeah.
Time for some dogs. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, there's a really smoking deal out there for a discrete video card that I want to tell you about. Video cards, it's interesting, you know, and you gamers out there are very familiar with this reality. Video cards oftentimes are almost more important than the computer that you buy. Now, of course, you got to buy the computer that will allow you to plug in the video card that you want. But, you know, if you're really looking for serious performance, your video card makes a big difference. In a gaming environment, it's huge. Again, almost more important than the computer itself. Now, the reality is, you know, when we're talking about the computer, obviously you've got to have the appropriate space and the appropriate connectors available, the slots available to plug the video card in. You've got to have the appropriate power supply to power the video card. Big issue with high-performance video cards. And the other thing about video cards, high-performance video cards, they'll cost you as much as your computer. But if you're a serious gamer, it makes all the difference in the world. Well, there's an interesting video card from NVIDIA that isn't super high-end. So those of you who are just looking for really high-end stuff, this doesn't fit the bill. There are other cards that I would recommend for you. But for those of you who don't have a lot of money to spend and you want to get, and you don't have a super powerful computer, you're not looking to replace power supply. You're not looking to upgrade a bunch of stuff. But you want to get the best punch you can get for the dollar. The GeForce GTX 750 Ti is a really neat little video card. And one of the reasons is because it doesn't have a supplementary power connector because it doesn't need it. And so if you've got a 300-watt power supply, it'll actually drive this video card. A lot of performance cards in the $200 price range. I mean, you know, if you're looking to spend about $200, a Radeon R9 270X would be a great card to have. But you need to have a big power supply. It's got another connector just to power it from the power supply. And a 300 watt just wouldn't be enough and would cause a lot of problems in a machine that doesn't have a real powerful power supply. However, in terms of that performance group, that $200 price range and that performance group of that $200 price range, the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 750 Ti, you may be able to find one for about $120. It will run on a 300-watt power supply and give you really pretty impressive video performance. If you're in that sort of price range, that's a smoking deal, and you can probably find one on the street for about $120. You can spend almost as much money you want to spend, and I'll give you an example. You can get NVIDIA's Titan X, which is really an incredible card. It's the most high-performance single GPU graphics card ever produced. It's the first one ever that's able to play games at 4K resolutions with high detail settings and without frame rates dropping. $1,000. And that's a deal at that level of performance. Yeah. That's NVIDIA's Titan X. Now, you can get into multi-GPU graphics cards that take huge gobs of power. you know, massive cooling capability. Very serious. I'm not going to get into those. Most of us just aren't in those price ranges. We may talk about it on another show, but I really wanted to point out that $120 or so NVIDIA GeForce GTX 750 Ti. Boy, dollar for dollar for performance and the ability to really upgrade significantly a relatively low-powered computer, it's tough to beat. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Taking your calls here until the end of the show. Last segment coming up, huh? Google is looking, it's kind of interesting. I always wonder, I would like to get into the details, and I haven't yet. I probably ought to call some of these guys and interview them. But, you know, you wonder how companies like Firefox and Opera, and we know how Chrome does it because they're a Google outfit, but how they make money. When you've got a company like Firefox, like Mozilla, where they basically just have a couple of products, they're free products, how do they make money? And one of the ways they make money is by setting the default search provider for their browser when you install it. And last fall, Firefox changed from Google as a default search provider to MSN. And what's interesting is apparently, or no, to Yahoo. Sorry, big difference. Yahoo, not MSN. Made a huge difference in Yahoo's numbers for a while. Now, that's kind of flattened out a little bit now. But they'd get a check from Yahoo every time somebody installed Firefox, and that was the default provider.
Because you have to uncheck that being your default
browser
when you install it.
Well, not just the browser, but the search.
The search. Yeah, they give you that feature, and it's pre-selected, you know, and you can undo it.
But
by default, it's selected.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what I recommend is you either make startpage.com or ixquick.com your default provider. Startpage.com uses Google's search engine, but proxies it through the start page servers, so Google can't track any of your info. Now, ixquick is kind of like Dogpile. We haven't talked about Dogpile in years, but Dogpile is a search page that compiles search results among five or six different search engines, and ixquick is very similar. They use Google. They use a bunch of others. They compile it. You know, so if you search for DaveMason.com, it doesn't just search the Google search engine. It searches a half dozen other, and then aggregates the results in the search returns. IXQuick is the StartPage.com people, but it's their version of like Dogpile. StartPage.com uses Google search engine. IXQuick uses kind of a compilation of various search engines to give you your results. That, to me, those two are premier. Now, there are other privacy-related kind of search engines that do a decent job, but I really like these. They're offshore, which is important because servers can be confiscated, you know, by the FBI or the NSA or whoever. If they're in the Netherlands, a little bit tougher. So, but it's interesting to see now that Google is really pressuring Mozilla to include them as their default search provider in Firefox. It just shows you how important those default settings are. And it kind of is I don't know if it's a correlation, but there's a similarity between the benefits of why these companies put bloatware on their machines. It makes a big difference to the guys that get their bloatware included, and it makes a big difference to companies like Google to get their search engines set as the default in browsers too. It's not, I tend to minimize it. I change it. I don't even care. It seems stupid to me. Big difference to companies like Yahoo and Google. There's a bit of a controversy with Firefox, and it looks like they may go back. Google's trying to get them to do that. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Talked about it a couple weeks ago, huge developments with the FCC taking over regulation of the Internet. A lot of maneuvering still within Washington, D.C. circles to figure out what that means. And I'll tell you, you know, everybody's calling and emailing me every day, Dave, what's this mean? Well, in the short term, it doesn't mean a huge deal. In the short term, they're going to roll different regulations out. They're going to roll. I tell you, eventually, and I don't know when. I mean, it might be a year, it might be 5 years. Eventually, it's going to mean taxes. Okay. Anytime the federal government takes over oversight of something, they eventually tax it. But in the meantime, people are not going to be just sitting still. What's happening in terms of fighting the FCC regulation of the internet, at least in America, after this?
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Available live, online, every week, or browse the show archives anytime at davemason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.